Peter Bocage at San Jacinto Hall on Dumain Street, New Orleans, about 3 years ago.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. All right,
looking Chris Earle on Time Travel, Wednesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. But right now, you're time traveling back to November 11th, 1967, on Tears of the Gods.
During the winter of 1966, four Louisiana-born jazzmen, plus two veteran musicians who have long since proven themselves highly compatible in the New Orleans style, were recorded together while on tour as a unit in Germany. Alvin Alcorn was on trumpet. Jimmy Archie from Norfolk, Virginia, was on trombone. Donnell Howard from Chicago was on clarinet. Alton Purnell on piano. Pops Foster on string bass and Cy Fraser on drums. It was in Hamburg that this group was taped on that old favorite, Ting-a-ling. All-Stars, as it sounded in a studio in Hamburg, Germany, on February 21st, 1966. Alvin Alcorn, Jimmy Archie, Donnell Howard, Alton Purnell, Pops Foster, and Cy Fraser. Alvin Alcorn, the trumpet player there, is one of the younger New Orleans musicians who continues to make his way with the old sound. Alvin was born in New Orleans in 1912 and was introduced to the trumpet by his stepbrother, George McCullough, a man who had worked with John Robichaud's dance band, as well as with the Excelsior Brass Band under Peter Bocage during the early 1920s. Alvin Alcorn worked in the New Orleans bands of Sidney Devine and Armand Perron during the late 20s and the early 30s before setting out for Texas to join the swing group of another Crescent City-born musician, Don Albert. Actually, much of Alvin's trumpet playing is based on big band orientations as both the Devine and the Perron groups were in the Reading tradition, although many of the individual musicians in them could play real jazz. He returned to New Orleans in 1940, where he was soon sitting in with an aggregation led by that fine clarinet player, Polo Barnes. Then, after filling in with various types of bands around the city for the next decade or so, Kid Ory called him out to California in 1951 to come into his reconstituted traditional group based out there. The Ory Band made several tours during the 1950s and also recorded quite a number of times during that period. Alvin became fairly well known as a result of his traveling with this group, and his clear and ringing lead horn did much to acquaint fans on two continents with traditional jazz. For the last few years, Alvin has been back in the Crescent City, playing concerts in bands led by George Lewis, Sweet Emma, and Bill Matthews. He also parades on many a Saturday and Sunday with the famous brass bands of the city. Rounding things out, he's the vice president of the Colored Musicians Union in New Orleans. Alvin Alcorn, New Orleans jazz trumpet player.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired.
It's In Sound time again, time for one of you listeners to pick the record that we turn the spotlight on. On the line, we have a young gal who wrote from Tampa, Florida, Helen White. And Helen, hello.
Hi, Harry.
Helen, what would you say is one of the records really moving up the charts in Tampa?
Well, I think Foxy Lady by Jimi Hendrix is going
to
be it.
Okay, Foxy Lady, our featured record then. Helen, thank you for picking it, sweetie.
All right, thank you.
Love me. sexy lady.
Right here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, we are time traveling back to November 11th, 1967 with Hank Fonts. We're listening to a complete episode of Hank's WGBH Real New Orleans jazz music show that originally aired 49 years ago to this day. It was a Saturday evening back then. And Hank was an incredible lover of New Orleans jazz and very well informed on it, as well as friends with quite a number of those musicians. And we're wrapping up that episode with hit Billboard singles from that week, the top of the charts. Plus, we're featuring the hit singles from the Jimi Hendrix Experience, Are You Experienced album, which was released in May of 1967. And, you know, if those songs still have so much life and energy today. We began with Jimmy's cool cover version of Hey Joe, and then some commentary from Hank talking about Peter Bocage, and we heard Peter's song, Breathe. Originally recorded in December 1964 with Louis Nelson, George Louis, Emmanuel Sales, a 40-year-old Papa John Joseph, and Cy Frazier. And then we heard The Doors, People Are Strange, number 18 that week on the charts, down from its previous position of number 14 the week before. And then Stevie Wonder coming in at number 12 that week, I'm Wondering. And then Hank back again with the original New Orleans All-Stars and Tingling, with Alvin Alcorn, Jimmy Archie, Donnell Howard, Alton Purnell, Pops Foster, and Cy Frazier. And that one was recorded in Hamburg, Germany in February of 1966. And then number 8 that week in the singles charts, Aretha Franklin, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. And then we wrapped up that set with Foxy Lady, going out by listener request just about 50 years ago. Backing me up right now is Henry Mancini and a big hit for him, the love theme from Romeo and Juliet. It's storm season now. Yes. November, December, January. Yeah, it's storm season in New England. And there's gonna be power outages, and there's gonna be weather-related emergencies. So be prepared ahead of time. It's always a good idea to have a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, and ready-to-eat food stored in your home. But in storm season, it's even more important. So let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines when there's a storm coming, because you're safely riding out the weather from the comfort of your home, the warm comfort of your home. This has been a public service message from people who care. Yes, we are WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So we've got one last set for you in our time traveling episode this evening. And we're going to start that off with a song by the Box Tops. And then we're going to hear from Hank and the Eureka Brass Band led by Percy Humphrey. The final hit single from Are You Experienced by the Jimi Hendrix Experience is also going to be in the mix. And, you know, 1967 was the summer of love in San Francisco. And we're going to be hearing a song about that in the next set. But first, here are the Box Tops.
Ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spare. Got to get back to my baby. Thank you.
On March 3rd of 1958, the Eureka Brass Band, under its leader Percy Humphrey, was recorded at Maggie Tappan's Meeting Hall on Dryad Street. Percy was on trumpet alongside of Kid Sheik and Willie Peugeot. Sonny Henry and Albert Warner were on trombones. Reuben Roddy was on alto sax. Emmanuel Paul on tenor sax. Red Clark on sousaphone. Alfred Williams on snare drum. And Robert Fuclose Lewis on bass drum. Among other numbers recorded that eventful day was Just a Little While to Stay Here. Band of New Orleans, Louisiana, as it sounded in the uptown side of the city almost 10 years ago. Of the 10 men on that recording, only Percy Humphrey, Kid Sheik, and Emmanuel Paul are still alive. These three gentlemen are still going strong down there. However, time has taken its toll around town these last few years. The old music goes on, but the legendary musicians who have created this world-renowned New Orleans jazz do grow fewer and fewer and fewer. Another 6 or 7 years may see the practical demise of this venerated sound on the streets of the city, as well as in its concert halls and private social gatherings. These men are just not being replaced.
After all the jets are in the boxes, and the clowns have all gone to bed, you can hear happiness staggering on down the street. Dressed in red, and the wind whispers merrily. A broom is drearily sweeping up the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping. Somewhere a king has no wife, and the wind, it cries very.
Receive on John Barleycorn, Nicotine, and the Temptations of Eve. No parking by the sewer sign, hot dogs, my razor broke, water dripping up the spout, but I don't care, let it all hang out. By my knees, sunshine through the shade. Nobody knows what it's all about. It's too much, man. Let it all hang out. Saw a man walking upside down. TV's on the blink, made Galileo look like a Boy Scout. Sorry about that, let it all hang out. Sleep all day, drive all night. Brain my numb, can't stop now. For sure ain't no doubt, keep open mind, let it all hang out. Big brown moon, how does that mess your baby up leg? Eating a Reuben sandwich with sauerkraut. Don't stop now, baby, let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out.
In 1963, the Eureka Brass Band was recorded with Percy, Sheik, and Peter Bocage on trumpets, Albert Warner and Chicken Henry on trombones, Willie Humphrey on clarinet, Emmanuel Paul on tenor sax, Wilbert Tillman on sousaphone, Cy Frazier on snare drum, and Robert Fuclose Lewis on bass drum. Among the offerings that day was By and By. Yeah. And there they go, the members of the Eureka Brass Band, surcharged with the spirit of old New Orleans. Next Saturday night at 11, we'll be hearing some more of this music, the music that has for 75 years made the city of New Orleans the jazz citadel of the world. We'll have bands led by Kid Thomas Valentine, Oscar Celestin, and George Lewis. Hope you'll be listening in. This is Hank Fonts once more stating, without fear or favor, this is New Orleans Jazz.
That I don't know about the little tricks you play. oversee you and deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile because all the while I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles. Advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles. A surprise. I know that you have, 'cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and Tower in the Taj Mahal, mine to see on clear days. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles.
to win, but nothing to lose.
Listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. And this evening, we have been time traveling 49 years into the past to November 11th, 1967. With Hank Fonts, who passed away in 2013 at age 90 and was on our 91.5 FM airwaves for 23 years, as well as WGBH's radio airwaves for 9 years. And what we did this evening was we took an episode of his Real New Orleans Jazz radio show from November 11th, 1967, and we mixed that up with the hit singles, according to the Billboard charts from that week, as well as our featured album, the Jimi Hendrix Experience's debut album, Are You Experienced, the hit singles from that. And, well, we've got a lot of people to thank this evening for their contributions. Hank Fonts, of course, and then Ron Herald for giving me those four episodes, which made quite their way over the course of many years to find them through all of our technology. And your technology to your speakers or headphones, however you've been listening this evening. Thanks so much for doing that. Along with Ron, I'd also like to thank Carla Rabb, James Zapia, Marilyn Kramer, former WMFO DJs, John Grebe and Martin Volker, and of course, Chuck Yu, who I checked in recently, and you'll want to listen to him tomorrow on our 91.5 FM airwaves as he fills in for Bubbles in the Think Tank. From 11 until 1 p.m., that should be quite a show for you. That last set, we began with the Box Tops and the Letter, and then the Eureka Brass Band led by Percy Humphrey. And Hank told us all about that recording made in March 3rd, 1958. Then Jimi Hendrix, The Wind Cries Mary, the Hombres, Let It Out, Let It All Hang Out, which charted at number 15 49 years ago. And then we heard another song from the Eureka Brass Band provided by Hank, By and By. And then Scott McKenzie, San Francisco, Be Sure to Wear Flowers in Your Hair. The Who, I Can See for Miles, coming in at number 11 that week. And then the number 4 song on the Billboard charts, Incense and Peppermint. Going out to DJ Chris Major, Strike the Box. Alternating Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO. And, you know, it's amazing what we're able to do these days with our technology. I'm sure Hank never even dreamed he would be on the radio waves in 2016. But he was, along with a whole bunch of great music. Chase Carson, I was expecting him to be in here, but I just did a quick look around and he's not here yet. So we're going to keep going for a little bit more and see if he's just slightly delayed or not. Backing Me Up Right Now is another song from 1967, of course. This is a Frank Zappa and the Mother's Invention. The invocation and ritual dance of a young pumpkin. And, you know, I just wanted to say that last Tuesday, the election results, the presidential election results were certainly surprising. But, well, as Paul Goodwin sent me an email, and as he pointed out, along with John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, even though the Trump victory initially seemed shocking, you know what? It's the same old shadow government that's going to be running things. The financial, pharma, military, prison, business, industrial complex. Yeah, they're the ones who are going to continue running the show. However, I think that there are clearly two opposed cultures battling here in America.